In Iraq's north, the Kurdish population has won an important victory ahead of this month's elections. Kurds displaced by Saddam Hussein's Arabization policy in the city of Kirkuk will be allowed to vote. Over the weekend, Iraq's Electoral Commission made the ruling with the support of U.S. and British ambassadors, and a new round of registration is underway. NPR's Ivan Watson traveled to the region and has this report.
Election worker Rafik Mohammed Zaki says it was a busy day at this school, which is just one of many voter registration centers now open for business in Kirkuk.
2.5 thousand citizens coming here now.
Zaki says most of the people showing up to register here are ethnic Kurds, like this woman named Lamia Fazl Kakarashi. She filled out her paperwork dressed in a long black abaya and accompanied by her 8-year-old son. As a Kurd, it has been my dream to vote, she says. Now it will come true. God willing, she adds, the Kurds will win this election.
Inshallah, inshallah.
Once, the Kurds were one of the most persecuted minorities in Iraq's most ethnically diverse city. Along with the Turkmen, they were ethnically cleansed as part of a policy now called Arabization. Over the years, Baghdad deported more than 100,000 Kurds and Turkmen and replaced them with Arab settlers. It's been nearly 2 years since Kurdish militias swept into Kirkuk with the U.S. military. Now the Kurds are the strongest, most organized group in the city. Their leaders say they want to deport the Arabs, resettle the Kurds, and annex Kirkuk to the semi-autonomous Kurdish stronghold known as Kurdistan. Arif Tafer is a top official in Kurdistan.
From the beginning, our main goal was to help the Americans overthrow Saddam. Second, we wanted to return Kurdish areas to Kurdistan. We were very frank about this.
But Turkmen journalist Yalman Ali rejects the Kurdish claims.
Kirkuk is not belong to any Kurds party, any area, or not belong to Kurdistan. Kirkuk is part of Iraq.
Rod Matasher, an Arab reporter, says the proposed deportation of Arabs amounts to little more than the Kurdification of Kirkuk.
That is impossible, because the Arab, where they are going now? There is no home, no financing, there is no humanity now.
Meanwhile, almost 2 years after the U.S. invasion, the U.S. and the Iraqi interim government have yet to resettle tens of thousands of displaced Kurds still living outside of Kirkuk. Some of them have built concrete squatters' camps on the edge of the city. Lieutenant Colonel Harry Shute commanded U.S. troops in Kurdistan during the war and now serves as an advisor to the Kurdistan regional government.
The reality is they were forced to move and they want to go back. And we had people showing up on our doorstep the day after the city fell, asking to go back to where they considered their home.
After threatening a boycott, Kurdish leaders say they reached a deal with Baghdad and the U.S. and British ambassadors last week that will allow Kurdish deportees to return to Kirkuk by the thousands to vote in the January 30th elections. Kurdish officials say they may bus these supporters in for the vote. Ivan Watson, NPR News.